This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Parents should not give their children mobile phones before secondary school, a top psychiatrist has warned. Dr. John Golden claimed parents are being forced into buying phones for children. He said government guidance is needed on when to give smartphones to children, and it would help parents to stand their ground. It's after a report found 92% of parents think the internet negatively impacts on their child. He said children often say to their parents, "All my friends are getting phones and you're not allowing me to do that." In that situation, parents do need the support of national guidance. In other words, a law that says under 12s, let's say, for example, can't have a smartphone. Would you support a law being brought in that makes it illegal, basically? So the parents can say to the child, "Well, look, there's nothing I can do. It's against the law." Call me now on 67979781. He said social media makes children anxious and depressed, and time spent online can leave them vulnerable to cyberbullying. It's believed almost 4 in 10 children aged between 8 and 11 now own a smartphone. Out of the 1,000 parents polled, the rehabilitation centre found 92% thought the internet was impacting on their child in a bad way. Some were concerned their child's smartphone addiction was affecting their sleep, while others thought time spent online lowered their child's self-esteem. Dr. Golden's warning comes after, a day after a major report revealed the average adult looks at their mobile every 12 minutes. So is this expert right? Should children under, we're going to say the age of 12, be banned from using smartphones and going on online? Should their screen time be limited? And what problems have you faced with your young children using smartphones and social media and everything else? Is it up to parents, schools, or maybe even the government, as this expert is suggesting? He would like to see laws being brought in that basically gives parents the power to say, "No, you can't have a smartphone, little Johnny, because they are illegal for under 12s. Should we start going down that route in order to protect children, basically? We've lots of other laws that are there to protect children. Why not this one? Our telephone number is 67979781. And if you are a parent who has a child under 12 who has a smartphone, I'd love to hear from you. Or if you are a parent who has fought that battle and consistently said no, call me now on 67979781. Dave, you're on Dublin's 98FM. How are you, Dave?
Story, Adrian.
How are you getting on?
Dave,
do you think we should have a law that makes it illegal for kids under 12 to have a smartphone?
Well, sure, technically, isn't it illegal for kids to be on social media now anyway with the new data protection laws that come in?
It is technically, yep,
yeah,
it is.
Yep. But just like that law, how do you can't enforce a law like that.
It is very difficult. And the only way, and for the life of me, I don't understand why this hasn't happened yet. I can't understand why, in order to open a Facebook account, for example, you don't have to provide your passport or you don't have to provide your birth cert or some way of verifying.
Adrian, a very simple answer to that question, because Facebook could lose money and they don't want to do it. Do you know?
Mm.
We just recently found out that Facebook don't even enforce their own community standards and guidelines.
Yes,
exactly. Because they lose money.
Mm.
You know, like, if you think these companies are here to provide you with a service and not line their own pockets, you are sorely mistaken, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, I have to say. But there are other examples. For example, a couple of years ago, I've got a Twitter account, and I've got what's called a verified Twitter account, which means when you see the little blue tick beside you.
Oh, no, I know, yeah, the little blue tick, but that's usually only for celebrities and stuff like that.
I'm hardly a celebrity now, Dave, relax there.
the point
I was making was, for that, in order to get that, I had to provide my driver's license, my passport and everything else to verify that I am who I say I am.
Well, the big tech giants aren't going to do it because it's going to stop traffic coming to their sites, which will hit them monetarily, which they don't want to do, you know, because for them, it's all about the bottom line. But I remember hearing on the radio there a while back when confirmations and stuff were going on, and it was like you'd the Carphone warehouse were doing ads for buy your kid a brand new Samsung Galaxy or, you know, a brand new iPhone for the confirmation night. Like, simple things like that, maybe, but no child under the age of fucking 13 or 14 should have a smartphone anyway.
I know, but the reality of it is, and I've already given out these statistics. Where was it again? I can't find it now. A huge percentage of them actually do.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, 4 in 10 children aged 8 to 11 own a smartphone. That's 4 out of 10. So that 40% of those kids are then putting pressure on the other 60%. Oh, go on, ask your mammy, ask your mammy, ask your daddy, ask your daddy.
I couldn't care. My little fella, like, said, can I get a... He came up to me, he said, when he was doing getting his communion, he goes, can I get a smartphone with my communion money? I nearly died laughing at him. You know, I was like, he goes, oh, please, 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 some of the kids in my class have phones. I was like, no, not a hope. You're 8.5 years old. It's like, there's bad enough kids nowadays are bet into Fortnite. You know what I mean? We really need to be adding another addiction for them.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Dave. 6797981 is our number. Sorry, would you support a law that makes it illegal for under 12s to own a smartphone?
No, oh, 100%.
Yeah, we're not saying to own a phone. I mean, there are cheap Nokia phones that don't do any of that.
We didn't need phones when we were younger.
No, I know.
We were kicked out the door in the morning and told not to come back till lunchtime. You know?
Okay, but you would support a law that makes it illegal. Eddie, do we need a law that makes it illegal for under 12s to have a smartphone?
100%, Adrian. 100%. Well, as a parent, if you're going to buy a kid a smartphone, you have to ask the one question. At what age do you think it's acceptable for your kid to watch porn?
Because that's, you know what I mean? That's literally what you're doing, isn't it?
That's what they're doing. They're handing them a device to access all sorts of lewd material. And their mind is not developed enough. They're being exposed at such a young age that they shouldn't be able to see. You know what I mean? And,
okay, well, do me a favour and stay on the line there for 1 second, because I want to just explore this a little bit more. He believes, yes, we need a law to be brought in that will make it illegal for parents to give in to their kids and get them a smartphone. Would you support that law? Or are you a parent who has given a... Be honest with me. Come on. Own up. A parent who has allowed an under 12 have a smartphone. I want to talk to you. Give me a call on 6797981. We're in the middle of a conversation all to do with a new report which has shown that... has basically called for laws to be brought in that will make it illegal for under 12s to have a smartphone. It's believed that 40%, 4 in 10 children aged between 8 and 11, okay, 8 and 11, think about this, 40% of kids aged between 8 and 11 own a smartphone. Now, as I said, if you are a parent who has allowed your 8 to 11 year old to have a smartphone, because 40% of you do, I want to hear from you. And I just know listening to us right now is that parent, and they're thinking, oh, geez, I better not go on the radio. Oh, my God, they'll rip me apart. We won't rip you apart, I promise. Okay? I just want to know why. That's all I want to find out. Why did you allow your under 12 to have a smartphone? That's all I want to know. We won't rip you apart, because I think you're getting the idea that a lot of people think this is a great idea to have a law to make it illegal. Explain to us why your under 12 has a smartphone. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Better still, call me on 6797 981 if you're calling from your smartphone. You can stick an 01 in front of that. 0167 97 98 1. Michael, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Michael?
How are you, Adam?
Good, Michael. Now, the law should make it illegal for under 12s to have a smartphone. What do you say to that?
Sure, like, what's the harm? My young lad has a smartphone. Like, what's the biggie?
At what age are your young lad?
He's 11, but I'm able to keep track of where he is and all of all times.
And why do you need to do that?
No, but like, at least I know where he is. You know what I mean?
Would you not just ask him?
But
the point that Eddie made a couple of minutes ago was, why do we need... We never had them when we were younger, so, you know, kids can survive without them.
I know they can, but sure, is there a difference today? It's 2018.
Yeah, in that we have the technology. But why does...
So you, would you not buy your young telephone or young one, no?
Not a smartphone, no. No.
Why?
because I think they're extremely dangerous. And in fact, what this report said was that, and I think it was one of our callers said as well, that by allowing your child access to a smartphone, you're basically allowing your child access to the whole world of pornography. Are you happy to do that?
That's total bullcrap. No, come on. Now, I know you're going to argue with me here and all about this, but sure, listen, at the end of the day, it's trust, Adrian.
Okay, how old is your young fella?
He's 11.
Okay, and how long has he had a smartphone?
It's a good 8 months now.
8 months, okay. So since he was just gone 11 or whatever, or 10. Mm. And do you have any restrictions on it, or is it just his phone and he can do what he wants with it?
Well, it's his phone, but I always look at it like, you know, it takes, he'll always show it to me, you know what I mean? He's nothing to hide.
He's nothing to hide?
No.
So you don't believe...
hand it to me on a regular basis and say, here, do you want to go to my phone, that, you know?
Is he on, like, does he have lots of apps on his phone and stuff like that?
He's a few apps, yeah.
He's a few apps, like, would he have Snapchat and all that sort of thing?
He would.
Okay, and so he has a Snapchat account?
He does.
Facebook?
That's right.
Instagram?
No, I don't think he has that Messenger, I think.
Right. So he has all of these apps. He's 11 and he's had a smartphone for nearly a year.
Yeah.
Now, this report that I was talking about found that 92% of parents think the internet negatively impacts on their child. 92%. Are you one of those parents who thinks the internet negatively impacts on your child?
No, because I don't have a problem with him, like, so. No.
Are you just saying...
Like, it's more of a problem when it's not there, like, do you know what I mean?
Okay, are you saying that... You say that you monitor his phone. Do you actually monitor his phone?
Oh, yes, I do.
And what are you looking for?
Recent history, like, you know, I look at his recent stuff, like what he's had been doing and stuff, do you know what I mean?
So, like, do you go into his messages, or do you go into his
Snapchat?
I look
at everything, you know, everything, just to have it in notes, just to see, you know. And then I give it back to him. He just give it to me, hands it to me, like, you know.
Okay, so, like, would you know how to use Snapchat?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You do?
Cheers, yeah.
All right, you don't sound overly confident now.
But, sir, what do you want me to do? Be dancing around the place, like, they're making a big deal over this phone business, do you know what I mean?
Are you aware, for example, of the location setting on Snapchat?
Oh, I am.
Right.
Oh, I am.
So you make no... You see nothing... Do you see anything wrong with an 8-year-old having a smartphone?
Well, that's probably a bit young, but I wouldn't see a problem in it.
All right, stay there for 1 second. Let me read out a message that's just come into us, and it says, I hate when people say, back in my day, we didn't have smartphones. Back in them days, AIDS wasn't an illness. Polio wasn't curable. The world has come a long way in 30 years. And the sooner the baby boomers realise that they are the best generation at wrecking it for everyone else. I'd be telling my kids, back in my day, we had polar ice caps. In other words, basically what this person is saying is that you just have to move with the times. Now, we all accept that we have to move with the times. Everybody has to move with the times and keep up with technology and everything else. But what reason is there for an under 12 to have a smartphone? Yes, have a phone by all means, that you can send a text and you can make a phone call. But what need is there for an 8 or 9 year old to have a smartphone? If you're one of the 40% of parents who have allowed them to have a smartphone, I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. Pamela, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Pamela?
I bought my son a smartphone when he was 11, and it was the worst thing I ever done.
Okay, why did you buy it for him at 11?
Because I, like the other caller said, I was getting this, all my friends in school have one, and all my friends outside have one.
Mm.
And of course I tried buying him a little Nokia, you know, one of them?
Yep.
And he wasn't having none of it. So then I upgraded the Nokia, and he still wasn't having it. So I did buy him a smartphone, and it was the worst thing I ever done, between fighting with other people online and it being classed as bullying when it was going back and forth, do you know what I mean? And I have to take it now off him every day. Like, he's 15 now, and I still take it off him now every day to go
Why?
Through it. Because he was going on to porn sites and everything, do you know what I mean? So now I take it, I have all his passwords off, everything, and I take it, I go through his accounts and make sure everything is all right. But if I could go back in hindsight, I'd have never bought him that phone, never. And I think there should be a law. There should be a law put in place to help parents with this sort of thing.
Okay, so at 11, the pressure on you was just so intense that you gave in and you got him a smartphone.
Yeah, every day I was hearing it, you know what I mean? Oh, such and such as an iPhone, such and such as this. And I says, right, look, there's a phone. And there was murder with it, you know what I mean? Because he's gay, you know, that way. And he just be with girls all the time. So the bitchiness with the girls, you know, back and forth. So I ended up taking it off him for a while, and I ended up giving it back to him then when he was about 14, he was, I gave it back to him. And he's been grand now ever since, but if I could go back, I'd have never bought him that phone, never, ever.
Now, like I said, there's a lot of parents are listening to us now who are either thinking about this, or are actually doing, have actually done it, have given their under 12 or, you know, 9, 10, 11, a smartphone. Do you believe that they should stop? They should not do it? I mean, I know you're saying you regret doing it.
Yeah.
What would you say to parents who are under the sort of pressure that you were?
I say do not, hold your ground. Do not buy them a phone. You can buy them the little Nokias or whatever, you know what I mean? But don't go as far, any farther than that, you know that way? Because you're just going to regret it. Between bullying, between, you know, all that sort of thing. Like, they're not safe online, do you know that way? They're not safe. I mean, your home computer, you can block the ads and everything. But with their phone, they know their phone better than you do. Do you know that sort of way?
So, like I said, I only recently witnessed a seven-year-old with a smartphone. And from what I could see, I'm not 100% sure, but from what I could see, this was a perfectly functioning smartphone that this seven-year-old had. You obviously believe, from what you've seen with the stuff that's been on your young fella's phone, that you are literally opening up the entire world of filth and whatever up to your young child.
Yeah, exactly.
What sorts of stuff did you find? Because I think this is quite important, actually.
Yeah.
What sorts of things did you find on his phone?
Bullying. He was putting naked pictures of himself up. He didn't know any better. He was younger. Mm. But that was my fault. Do you know what I mean? For giving him the phone. Do you know that way? Like, I put my hands up. That was my fault. Do you know that way?
But that's the sort of world that they can get sucked into.
Exactly. You may as well give them a ticket and let them go to Amsterdam for the weekend. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to do that. Do you know? I'm not saying give them a ticket and let them go to Amsterdam. But that's what you may as well be doing. Do you know what I mean?
You were saying that you gave in to the pressure from him.
And other parents as well, you know.
Oh, they were all saying, go on, get him one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Would your life have been a misery if you had just kept saying no?
No, it wouldn't have been a misery. Do you know what? It was just me for a peaceful life, and I'll put my hands up and say that, and I shouldn't have done it. And I tell you, I've learned a lot from it, and in future, with things after that, I stood my ground with different things after that, and I never let them get one over on me again.
And that's how you feel about it. But listening to you, Pamela, you really regret the day you ever let him get a smartphone.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Really regret it. And I would say to any parents out there, just hold off till they're about 15, 16, or 14, whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever you think they're mature enough to, you know, handle it. But kids 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, no way. It's too much for them, you know? You're just opening the world of slaves and filth and dirt to them. Do you know that way?
All right, do me a favour, Pamela. Stay in the line there for 1 second. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. I would love to hear from you and find out. I'd love to hear from more parents who did allow or have allowed or are thinking of allowing their under 12 to have a smartphone. Because you exist. 40% of you have done it. So explain to me, like Pamela did, why? Why did you do it? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Eddie, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Eddie?
Oh, Adrian, just listen to that chap, Mick. Was that his name? Every time he's on the radio, he goes against the grain. You know what I mean? How many kids out there now have committed suicide through bullying, through social media?
Mm.
You know what I mean? How many kids out there now have some kind of disorder or something wrong with them? True.
Mind you, sorry to cut across you. You know, many of the kids who have taken their lives through bullying are not in the 9 and 10 age group. They're in the 15, 16, 17 age group.
I know, but I don't think anybody can't happen at an earlier age.
No, I understand that. Yeah, but I don't think anybody is going to argue that 16-year-olds shouldn't be able to have a smartphone.
No, but like the first caller that was on, right? It should. It's all about money at the end of the day. These people like Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, etc. You should, like you said, verified account, blue tick. You should have to provide some kind of driver's license, passport number, social services number to say you're 18. You're legally allowed on that platform.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, I was only the other day, I was on Facebook scrolling through my timeline, and there was this video, an Arab fella getting beheaded. And I thought, I wonder how long that's been up there. It had millions of views.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, there's kids watching that. You know what I mean?
In other words, how's that even allowed to be on it?
Yeah, like, and like Facebook are being done, and mark my words, they'll be done again, because it's more, like, the more gross things are, the more people watch, you know, and the more hits they get. I'm telling you, they'll be pulled before the Oireachtas Committee again. It's all about money at the end of the day.
No, when it comes to social media, I agree that more needs to be done to, you know.
Yeah, there has to be some kind of look, we were talking yesterday about the rickshaws. They can't even police that. There's absolutely no way, if a law is brought in, that they'll have time to police that. It'll be down to the parents to control it.
Okay, but do you think we need a law that it becomes illegal for an under 12, let's say, to have a mobile phone? Should it be illegal?
Not a phone, a smartphone.
Sorry, yes, sorry, my apologies, a smartphone, yes.
Yes, yes, oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I have brothers and sisters, right, and they have their kids on Facebook, and I won't accept them. Because I do post sometimes risque things, like with the lads having a crack, you know, but we're all adults. I don't want my nephews and nieces see me posting stuff that they're far too young to view. You know what I mean?
Okay, so yes to a law. Stay there for one second, Eddie, because David, you don't see a problem with kids having a smartphone.
No, not at all.
Why?
Well, you have to know how to use them yourself. Like, I have a 5 and a 2-year-old, and both of them sit on phones in the evenings for a couple of hours. I have certain apps downloaded.
5 and 2-year-old, and what, they're on playing games, or what are they doing?
And, well, they'll watch their little videos. My 2-year-old is mad for a certain channel on YouTube Kids, Blippi or something, I think your man's name is.
Right.
He thinks the wheels on the bus and stuff like that. That'll keep her quiet for an hour while I make the dinner. I know people are saying, oh yeah, you're only doing it for a quiet life. She's singing the songs and all now already from it.
And are you doing it for a quiet life?
No, not really. This is just the life that we live in. Like, I was born in the 90s. I grew up with the internet. I was taught how to use the internet on a gateway computer back in 96. You know what I mean? I was only 6 years of age in school.
What are you saying? The people who have a problem with this are out of touch, or...?
Well, this is the world that we're living in, you know?
No, I know it's the world that we're living in, but you can...
This is like trying to teach doctors medieval art. You know what I mean? Everything is being done on the internet nowadays. Your cash transactions, your banking, everything is being done on the internet nowadays. Everybody's medical records, they're all on the internet. Everything is the internet. We're not teaching them how to use it. Instead of throwing them in at 13.
Okay, so, do you think, okay, you were saying about your, how old are they, 5 and 2-year-olds.
5 and 2, yeah. Not even 2, 2 on the 18th of this month.
Oh, right, okay. And he's so efficient, he knows how to use the thing.
Yeah, and the passcodes and everything.
Okay, so by the time he is 8, he'll know the thing inside out.
He probably already does, yeah. But now, in all fairness, he can't get into the App Store because I have the App Store blocked, so he can only have the apps that I have downloaded on it.
Okay, that's fair enough. He's only 2, for God's sake.
Well, he's 5, she is 2.
Okay, sorry, so it's a boy is 5 and the girl is 2.
Yeah.
So will you, when they're 7 or 8, allow them to have their own smartphone?
The 2-year-old already has an iPad.
Okay, but will you allow them to have their own smartphone, out playing with their friends and everything else?
Well, they probably will have a smartphone, but they won't have internet. No. I'm not getting them their own SIM card or whatever to have mobile internet. They can have Wi-Fi in the house, and that's about it.
So at what age do you think you... Well, why wouldn't you let them have that? I mean, it comes with any mobile phone plan now.
Well, unless they were paying for it, you know?
Yeah, but £20 a month.
Yeah, but still, I wasn't given that growing up, unless I did any chores or whatever for it.
All right, so they can have the phone, but it won't be able to get on the internet, only because you're too tight. No, but okay, if you got it for free, then would you let them have it?
Yeah, why not?
Well, now there you are, Eddie. He would have no problem with his 8-year-old in a couple of years having a smartphone.
Can I ask him a question? Would he have it unrestricted to view anything, or would he have certain...
Oh, no, definitely restricted.
Well,
definitely
there you go.
Restricted.
If he's using it as an educational instrument, that's a... At the end of the day.
Now, the HSE has supplied a tablet for an autistic nephew of mine, so should he be taking that off him until he's 13?
No, look, what I'm saying is, you're using it in the responsible manner. You're going to block certain things, and you're going to use it, because that's the end
that's
of the
because
day.
I'm educated. No.
Exactly.
See, right, there's a generation of baby boomers. There's a generation of baby boomers who were born between 1950 and 1989 that grew up in, God only knows what was going on back then, to be honest with you. But they have this automatic fear of technology. They grew up thinking that robots are going to...
There'll be more people
that
don't
all afraid of Terminator
than do. Who don't block content than do, guaranteed. They just buy their
most definitely. And the same people that go through the terms and conditions.
More tech savvy than the parents.
Yeah, they go through the terms and conditions and just scroll right to the end and press accept. You know what I mean? They don't actually realise that the post button on Facebook is actually a publish button. Anything you put on Facebook, you set up an account on Facebook. That's not your account. That's Facebook's account of the information that you've willingly published through them. They owned everything you put on it for a minimum of 10 years.
He hadn't got a clue about what Snapchat is and stuff. I guarantee you his kids...
No, he hasn't.
...of naked stuff.
You know what I mean?
And he's not told us that. You know what I mean? Just
there you go. You know what I mean? If you're
only,
like, you wouldn't teach a child how to use tools if you had no education with about the tools. Like, you wouldn't hand your... a 13-year-old a chainsaw. If you've never used a chainsaw before in your life, you know,
you wouldn't stick a piece of wood under a chop saw for an educational tool, and you're being a responsible parent, and you're not letting them view certain content, okay? But the problem is, not everyone is like you. In fact,
I know.
Say 70.
So what has to happen is, people need to be educated, adults as well as children. You have to realise, like, you have to teach them young that they could ruin their lives from an early age of what they put on Facebook. Sure, look at Megan Fox. Megan Fox did an interview and compared her her boss to Hitler or something like that, and it went viral over the internet. You know what I mean? When was the last time you seen her work? You know what I mean?
And your life can be ruined.
So why are they letting children have... Why are they letting children have Facebook?
Let me ask you, David. They're not meant to be letting children. Children are meant to be over the age of 13 in order to have a Facebook account. That's the that's their own rules. But it's so easy to get around, as I was saying a couple of minutes ago. Any old monkey can have a Facebook account. You just need to know what year you should have been born in. But let me go back to the point, David. This expert, this is a child psychiatrist, is basically saying that you are damaging your children by allowing them to have smartphones before the age of 12.
And where's the proof on this?
But this man's the expert. I'm not the expert. I don't know.
If he's such an expert, where's his proof? Experts need proof. I'd like to see damaged children from social media. Here, give us pictures there on Facebook and I'll look at them.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second. I have to take a very quick break. Pamela, I'll take your call straight after the break. Will you hang on there for a sec?
Yeah, no problem.
And Kira, I'll be with you as well in just a second.
Yeah, sir.
We're in the middle of a conversation all to do with a report by a child psychiatrist called Dr. John Golden. And he claims that parents are being forced into buying phones for their children. And he has called for government guidance on when to give smartphones to children. He said it would help parents to stand their ground. He believes that, you know, you could turn around to your 10-year-old and say, no, actually, no, I can't get you a smartphone. It's actually against the law. Because he believes that we are causing immense damage to our young children by allowing them have smartphones. Pat, you're on 98FM. How are you, Pat?
Not bad, Adrian.
Good, Pat. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I gave two of my children. The young girl was 6 and a half, and the young lad would have been about 5 when I gave him his. Now, I was separated, but that was my only link to be able to talk to them.
Yeah, okay, no, that's fine. I was in that situation myself when my kids were younger. I was a separated dad. And they
didn't allow to talk to them. If their mother had a bad day, she wouldn't allow me to talk to them, or she wouldn't answer the phone. So I gave them, and I've educated them on the use of the smartphone. They don't download anything. They don't do anything they're not supposed to do on it. And if they want to do anything on it, they ask me. Because everything comes through my email.
Okay, look, I get the idea, I get the need for a separated dad to want his kids to have a phone that he can talk to them, okay? But why does it need to be a smartphone?
Well, they were the only things that are out now.
They're not.
Well, you can get the little ones, but you give a child an ordinary Nokia phone, and all the rest of the kids all have smartphones. He's the one that was
not at 6 and a half and 5, Pat.
No, well, the young one is...
In other words, okay, well, now, obviously smartphones weren't a thing when my kids were younger, but when they were younger, they both had ordinary, everyday phones that could take calls and send text messages. Well, why... Now, no, 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 I want you to answer me this. Why do your 6 and a half and 5-year-olds need anything that does any more than that?
Well, now, as we said, Adrian, they're a little bit older. Right. So, at the time, that's just what they wanted.
That's what they wanted. Okay, yeah.
Well, that's what I gave them. They could watch videos on them.
Yeah.
And then I had a link to phone on them.
But again, I'm asking you. You said the reason that you got them the phones was so that you could stay in contact with them as a separated dad. I completely understand that. But you know, staying in contact with them means a phone call.
A phone call, yeah.
A little cheap Nokia phone does exactly that.
Well, they only had the cheap smartphones at the time. Like, it's going back, the young lad is 12 now, so that's going back nearly 7 years.
Yeah.
So they had it was a cheap smartphone. It wasn't the ones that the advanced ones that they have now, back then. Like, I know it's only 7 years, but they were only the cheap little smartphones.
Okay.
You might get a few pictures on them.
Okay, so your young lad's 12 now, and what sort of a phone does he have now?
He has a smartphone now. I don't know the name, but it's a Chinese one.
Right. But
so he doesn't go on to anything that he's not supposed to go on to. And if he needs to do anything, he always asks. And that's the way I've said it to him. If you go on to anything and I find out, your phone is gone.
Okay, stay there for once. Where was it going to go? Oh, yeah, sorry. Eddie. Hello, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie,
yeah,
what do you make of this guy? His kids have had a phone since they were 6 and a half and 5. Well, sorry, we've lost Eddie. Kira, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Kira.
Hi.
Now, Kira, you got your 12-year-old a smartphone.
Yeah, I did, because she's starting secondary school in August, so I just thought it was kind of time that she had a smartphone, so she'd have WhatsApp. So even if she ran out of credit, as long as she has Wi-Fi, she can still get a hold of me if I'm in work and she's in school. But I linked my Google, the Gmail, to hers, and the Play Store is blocked as well, so she's only allowed to have WhatsApp, and that's all she has. I check her phone every time she asked, like, she gives it to me. But when I was in work a few days ago, a WhatsApp video call came through to me, and I didn't know the number, so I hung up on it twice, and then it sent me a message asking to see my boobs. So I blocked the number straight away and then tried to check out the area code, and it was from India. So I tried to look at how I can go and report that number to WhatsApp, but all I could do was spam report or something like that.
Mm.
So my only fear was that if, since she has got WhatsApp, and even though she's 12 and I've explained to her how to block people and call me straight away and everything like that, if it was an 8-year-old or a 5-year-old, even with something as simple as WhatsApp, they can still be asked or called or contacted like that.
Now, like I was saying, this report is saying that primary school kids shouldn't have mobile phones, and your reason for getting it is that she's going to secondary and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And even this expert isn't saying otherwise. Even this expert isn't saying you shouldn't be doing that. But what do you think of 8- and 9-year-olds having mobiles, having smartphones?
They don't need them. My daughter didn't have one until she turned 12.
Even if... Even in a situation like Pat, who was a separated dad, was obviously still is a separated dad, and wanted his kids to have a phone in order that he could talk to them.
Doesn't have to be a smartphone.
It seems
a normal phone that he can just put a bill in plan, so they'll always have credit to call them.
Well, in fact, Pat, the thing you said was that's what they wanted.
Well, that at the time, yeah, that's what I was. I said it was a cheap smartphone. They weren't as advanced as they are now.
I know, but there were, a smartphone by its very nature is able to access the internet and all of that. Was it able to do that?
No, because they were blocked out. And all that they had was Wi-Fi when they'd come over to me. And they could watch their videos. And their mum was able to monitor it as well.
Right. Okay. Kira, do you think that we need a law then to make it illegal for under 12s to own a smartphone?
Yeah, because as I was saying, like trying to explain that to like a child under 12, how to block or not send any images that they're talked into.
Mm.
It'd be very, very difficult. And once something's out there, it's out there.
So would it help parents to be able to say, look, yeah, I can't get you a phone because it's against the law?
Yeah, there'd be no peer pressure from friends if they didn't have it either. If everybody can just say it's against the law, can't buy it for you. I can buy you a normal phone that doesn't have internet access, but you can still call me if you need me. But I'm not allowed to buy it for you until you're 12, and then we'll discuss it then. You know, we're friends, or we're parents, we're not friends.
Yep, okay, very good. Thank you very much indeed. Let me read just a couple of your messages before I wrap this up. Adrian, I'm also a separated dad. I bought my 6-year-old phone to keep in contact. I got him the new Nokia 3210. They released them this year for only €49. I've seen them, yeah, they're colourful little things. They're great little yokes. Sorry, top it up for him so he has free texts and calls to me. Point being, he didn't need any sort of a smartphone. And just saying, even the cheap Nokia with buttons has 3G and Facebook app as standard. I don't think the 3210 does, to be honest. I know there are cheaper ones. That guy just said he would like to see damaged children from Facebook. Tell him to listen to the interview with the mother, the young girl who took her life because she was being bullied on Facebook. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then finally, the 2-year-old should have a bloody teddy bear, not an effing iPad, says that message. All right. Thanks very much indeed for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions live from Dublin City Centre. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. Weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.